State Farm Insurance knows that understanding and investing in our cultural identity is paramount in protecting our future. We know what it's like to go from nothing to something, to wish that we had better financial literacy when we were younger. Luckily, State Farm is here to help with funding programs like Project Ready, which is committed to education achievement and has already awarded over $11 million in scholarship offers to Black and Brown youth since 2021. State Farm believes that being better neighbors creates better communities. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Hey, everyone. It's our favorite time of the year here at The Black Effect. We're heading to Atlanta for the 2024 Black Effect Podcast Festival, and we're not going alone. Nissan is back as our partner, and they're continuing their Pitch Your Podcast Lounge at the festival, where you'll have the opportunity to pitch your podcast idea live and share it with the Black Effect team. So get those podcast ideas ready. And remember, you can count on Nissan to dial up the thrill in your adventures, no matter where life takes you. Visit blackeffect.com/podcastfestival for more details.
AT&T connects an ode to podcast. Connect the alarm, change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze, 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower, lather up with the news, sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work and traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories, change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
This is your moment, your time to shine, your comeback. You're ready for the next step in your career, and you want an education employers respect. So you're not just going back to school. You're coming back with Purdue Global. Backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected public universities, Purdue Global is built for people who bring their life experience into the online classroom. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
No cap.
We gotta get that nigga some help over there, man. That nigga going through it, bro. What is you hitting over there, motherfucker?
What doing cocaine, bro? That nigga ain't sneezing. That is pure cocaine. Pure cocaine.
That nigga said, Mick Miller. He going through it. Yeah, for real, bro. '85 South Show. Yeah, I heard, man. That's crazy.
Everybody went.
That's crazy. The dog, where they got the dog? Dog definitely ain't talking. Man, I tell you, that's the only motherfucker that you can guarantee ain't talking.
Shit. What is the dog in there telling? Putting his paw on the motherfucker.
And then you swear to tell the roof and nothing but the whole roof, nigga.
As soon as they put the land up, the dog gets scratched on the
pitch. Damn, bro. I hate to hear that shit, man.
Dog come love out that the room, nigga, look man. Up at you, and then look away.
Love that nigga slip. That shit terrible, man. I hope them niggas beat that shit, man.
That'll be amazing. Damn, man. I hate to see that shit for them.
Yeah, man, me too, man. Any nigga, but especially that nigga. That nigga so damn talented, man.
Crazy. These people ain't playing about that shit.
No, man. Not at all.
I told you a while ago the days of crime is over with.
Yeah, you did. Verbatim.
Because it's too digital. They could go back at any time and piece the shit back together. Can't do nothing no more.
I'm gonna do a movie, bro, called What If? We're gonna go back. You remember that little Martin Luther King movie when them kids went back and they went back and they were marching with it? On Selma, Love Selma and all that shit with Martin Luther King. Mm. Y'all don't remember that movie back in the day? I'm gonna do shit like that. Nigga, I've been talking about what if they were slaves. Well, what
you
if?
You ain't never seen the YouTube channel What If? It's a YouTube channel called What If. You should watch it.
Really?
It's dope. Yeah, it's just a whole bunch of scenarios. What if the world was got too close to the sun, or what if it was absolute zero for 5 seconds on Earth? What would happen? Or what if dinosaurs were still around? And
you know what page I spent all day on one time?
What's that?
Things they don't want you to know.
Oh yeah, you put me on that shit. Yeah, that shit's crazy.
There's a lot of shit on there.
Hell yeah.
Crazy part about it, the publication now is so crazy. You can't really stop too much shit that's getting put out.
Right. And that's why I consume most of my media is YouTube, watching YouTube videos.
They can monetize and hinder you a little bit.
You end up on one of them journeys though, bro. End up watching some shit. You be like, how the fuck did I get here, man?
No cap. YouTube got a lot of strange.
How did I get here, bro?
I'm gonna be watching a bunch of shit on there too. What's that shit you had me watching about the no trees on Earth or no forests on Earth, some shit?
I mean, they got all type of crazy shit, man. Ain't no trees. All the trees used to be everything was silicone-based before it was carbon-based.
It was what?
Silicone-based before it was carbon-based. So like it's like crystallized shit, so they be like it's petrified wood, like the petrified forest, you know what I'm saying? The wood turned to stone over time, but them motherfuckers say that shit was always stone. It was just trees with a different atmosphere. Everything used to be way bigger.
Who said that?
One of them YouTube videos. I was watching some shit, bro, about airplanes and why planes don't fly no faster now than they did in the 60s. And it's because of everything is based around fuel costs, bro. Like everything in an airplane is very good.
So you telling me they could fly faster,
but it just would cost more fuel to fly faster, so the motherfucking airlines don't want to pay for the increase in fuel cost.
So they're just doing the speed limit.
They're doing the slowest that they can to save and conserve as much.
We can go to LA for real in like 2.5, 3 hours.
If they was willing to burn the fuel that it costs to get places faster, they would, but they not. Because you think about what fuel costs in the 60s. Versus what it costs now, so that's why they can't fly no faster. Because if fuel was still at the same price that it was back then planes would go.
I want to be a pilot too.
It could take you 5 hours, four and a half, 5 hours to get from New York to London instead of 8.5, 9.
Damn.
Yeah.
I'm gonna be a pilot.
Crazy. The fastest plane they don't even make no more. Remember
that G5? Yeah, that too much fuel.
They don't make it no more.
G5
no more.
Nobody wanna use it.
I told you, dude, hit your lighter, man. Keep talking about some that mine, man. Nobody stole your lighter, man. Told that nigga. She gave everybody that got their lighter. Yeah, fuck the. He thought I stole. He like, he told me, can I get my ear in?
What is that?
Can I get my ear in? He sound like Donald Trump. He like, can I get my ear in? Everybody got your goddamn lighter, man.
That is a problem that caused so much turmoil in the black community, a nigga lighter, bro.
Well, you see a nigga steal. A nigga watch a nigga take it like, I'm gonna wait till he put it in their pocket. Bitch ass nigga, get my lighter, man.
Oh, my bad, bro. Nigga ain't never did it on purpose.
Hey, man, on some real shit, though. We about to drop our first show.
Hey. Which one?
Bravo.
Hey.
Pop your shit. We got a couple of them.
Five on it is first.
Pop your shit.
Yeah,
I can't wait.
Man, it's going to be live, too. You know? No, it ain't going to shoot. Ain't no shit.
We
got to
get a lot of promo for that. Man, like,
so groovy that I dig.
Yeah.
That shit was cool, though.
That shit felt good.
That shit felt like the comedy shit that we got there.
Came up on.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying? And that shit don't exist no more. Like I say, we probably was the last generation that had to start on stage. Now you don't gotta start on stage, you start on the phone, but we brought back a platform to help motherfuckers who wanna start comedy be able to start on stage.
You gotta go start on stage, you can't be
that. No, you don't have to start on stage, you gotta get on stage, but you don't have to start on stage now. But you know, we got a platform now that where we can get, you know, I five wanna give the new comedians a place to come to start, you know what I mean? Right. And we can discover the
it's
new talent.
The city, okay. It's highlighting the city, you know what I'm saying? It's not just limited to the city. We got people from other cities too.
Facts.
But it's a dope-ass comedy scene in Atlanta that I don't think gets the respect and acclaim that other
cities get. Right.
You know what I'm saying? And so anytime we can put that light on that, we got to.
Atlanta, right. You got to come through if you're going to do some comedy. You got to come through ATL. Right.
We just stuck crowd, period. Don't matter. It don't matter who you doing the show for. You doing the show for the black folks, you doing the show for white folks, you doing the show for Hispanic people, you doing the shit for old folks, you doing the shit for young folks. All the crowds gonna be
make me laugh. You right. gotta prove it. And yeah.
So but that's necessary because, like you said, they is looked at as the trenches in regards to comedy, but it builds you to where you can go into any room and thrive. You know what I'm saying? And you know, and y'all two specifically coming from out of that gauge of knowing how that shit go. Like I know it had to be nostalgic for y'all to be back at that table off your shoulder, low. To be back in that what felt like the trenches for y'all, but it's our shit though. Right. So okay. It ain't like the first time that it's
that's
our,
what we, you know what I mean? We were going for. We were right. trying to get that, you know
it,
what I'm saying?
It's been some Def Comedy Jam shit.
To that room way back, we done seen.
When it was on Roswell Road.
Right, even before that, before they moved it to
used
right
to
there.
Used to be a jazz club across the street.
When y'all was what?
Might fuck around, running to my pops out there.
But they always had a little show back there, right? They always had a little show. But it was just one of them little rooms.
Bring one of them boxes.
That spot used to be, everything different.
Yeah.
The Punchline was on Roswell Road, but that spot was Comedy Gold, Jerry Farber, Side Door, one dude that tried to make you bring people and not pay you no money.
That's how I started, the bringer shows. That's how I started.
What is bringer show?
So it costs $25 to get on stage, but if you bring five people to watch you perform, then you don't have to pay. So
you brought a show.
That's why they call it bringer shows. Bring five people, then you don't have to pay to get on stage, but I could never get five people to come, so I always had to pay $25. That's why it was crazy when we went back to Greensboro and sold all them tickets. And nigga was like, well, I've been fucking with you. No, you haven't, nigga. No, you have not, my nigga. I couldn't get you to come when the fucking ticket was $5. Now you want 150 motherfuckers for free.
Right.
Niggas is crazy, bro. This is crazy. All
so the breaker shows here was he would give you a portion of all the tickets you brought out. So you bring five people, they pay $20 or whatever, he'll give you 10%.
Damn.
I said, that's stupid. I could just get them five people to give me $20 because they loved ones.
Right.
No cap.
Yeah.
You need $20?
You can just keep the 100, nigga. That'd be your whole 100.
They was scamming.
I can talk to them for about an hour each and get all these jokes.
So that nigga gonna give you 10% of $100?
Yeah.
Then they give you $10, bro.
When you bringing the people, I'm gonna give you $10.
Hey, man, they gonna give you $10.
And 10 minutes.
Nigga, you imagine.
And light you.
You imagine.
And light you.
Taking $100, bro. I'm like, hey, man, bring this $20 for me, bro, quick. And here you go, bro. Appreciate you. You know, you bitch ass nigga.
Yeah.
That's crazy. That's crazy.
I ain't never really fucked with them like that. Because I always thought that shit was bullshit.
You couldn't fuck with
them. I always had me a room.
You hosted. They gonna give us $100.
So, man, you always had your room.
Minimum, they gonna give you $100.
I had a room every night of the week.
But then when you say a room, you gotta explain what that means, because it wasn't just a comedy
this
club.
This is back in the day when motherfuckers used to, you know how motherfuckers go to clubs and lounges and shit?
Right.
Yeah. When I go to a club or a lounge, I'm like, let me talk to the manager, the owner. Hey, we need a comedy night in here. Because every one of them clubs they got a night that don't make no money.
They got an off night. What's your off night?
Give me Wednesday.
I'll take that over.
Thursday.
What's your budget? We ain't got no budget. Let's build it up. Hey, well, if I build it up, I ain't gonna have no budget when it's built up.
Cause it's gonna be mine.
Yeah.
I bet. You gonna get the food, I'm gonna get the dough there. Then you gotta give me some of that food money, cause now I got your kitchen booming. Now we gotta come through with a real thing. And we gotta do this. You know we gotta do this shit at least 6 weeks, cause I don't give a fuck where you got a comedy room at. It's gonna take 6 weeks to get the motherfucker full.
Right, to get it right.
Remember where that shit started? Remember when we just showed up the scores?
Yeah.
And we started hosting? This is like the first year doing comedy. We was the only people that showed up for the show.
Yeah, because I hosted
that
shit.
We wound up taking the show over.
Two different times.
Just because
it was so rowdy, couldn't nobody host the shit.
Right. Bruh.
Well, that was your first room? What was your first room in the city?
Shit,
that was yours.
I don't remember. What was it, Sugar?
No, that squad was before that, but we didn't stay that long because that shit was just chaos. But
y'all were like the bad boys of comedy.
I can't write for real.
Mike Lowry, you got that. Y'all just run around.
Let's get nobody gonna live
like, right.
Nobody gonna admit this shit. But he was right there. Like when we came on the scene, we the motherfuckers who got everybody in the city to fuck with each other. Cause these people didn't do this room. Everybody was just doing this two or three room.
Right.
When we went to everybody's shit.
Yeah. Everybody else started going to everybody.
Everybody started going. Yeah. Bro, we had it was this white people night, Monday night at the Starbucks.
Shout out to Starbucks.
Man, me and this nigga used to be the only niggas down
there. Still going.
Only
few
one.
Motherfuckers, it was one, rest in peace, Egypt. Other dude that would be down there.
Big Drew.
Yeah, but that was it that was going through that. And it was just a Monday night that had people standing room only, cheap drinks. You could still smoke in that bitch.
Yep.
Damn. So how does it feel now to get to the point where you got not just this platform, but something that, you know, that's the element of where you started that comedy, to have your own shit that's yours. You know what I'm saying? When you walk in the room, you ain't got to worry about nobody putting you up because you putting motherfuckers up.
It's just back to it. It's back to it. Because come from the host and shit. Like,
that whole wait, that whole not time. Getting up shit didn't last no time.
Yeah.
Because even the night.
That wasn't going to be an option. Dog.
Right. We created a demand early. It went from, can we get up, to, hey, y'all going up. Then it go from y'all going up to the motherfuckers who host the room, like, hey, man, y'all want to do a little something?
Come do my room.
And then it come from, hey, man, I got a few dollars for you if you want to just, you know, go up there for me. Hey, hey, since y'all in here, man, if you, at least say something. They see y'all. It didn't last long.
Mm-hmm, right. Mm-hmm. So y'all made y'all wave quick.
Because you got to keep in mind.
It was a whole little gap. Atlanta comedy was fucked up. It was in a fucked up place. There wasn't no comedy clubs for real.
Right.
Uptown was not back yet. The old Uptown had fucking gone.
The one that's on Marion Street?
The one before that?
Right.
Because that one, we was there when that bitch opened. They ain't had no liquor license because they used to be a club.
Yeah, we performed in that bitch about 2 weeks straight. Couple weeks that they opened, we was there every night. Serving slushies.
Milkshake.
You be on stage, you don't hear nothing but blenders going up.
Damn.
They had no liquor license.
Frozen drinks. So these motherfuckers specialized in frosty treats.
He going stupid.
And you up there having to do comedy and nigga drinking a milkshake, lactose in the motherfucker.
No, because they had about five blenders that would go off all at the same time, so.
So there was a wave of comedians maybe about 3 years or four before we started. That was like the last real wave, and then we
grabbed some pizza right quick.
We just started running through that shit. Like, okay, where did they do comedy? Like, where did they do, okay, this way you go, this way you go, just attacking that shit and figuring that shit out. And
damn.
We back. July 7th, Augusta, Georgia. We gonna be at the James Brown Arena, man. Y'all don't wanna miss it, man. The return of the ghetto legends. So please, please, get your tickets at the 85SouthShow.com right now. You don't wanna miss Augusta, Georgia. July 7th, be there, please. Don't meet me there. Beat me there. You did.
State Farm Insurance gets it. Representation alone doesn't equate to authenticity. State Farm understands and wants to help protect our communities by investing in our future, building off the hard work our parents have done before us. We all are looking to create generational wealth so that our families and generations behind us have a better starting point than we did. That begins with financial literacy. State Farm helps fund programs like Project Ready, a National Urban League program committed to the educational achievement of Black and Brown youth. To date, participants have been awarded over $11 million in scholarships offers as a direct result of contributions from State Farm. At Eating While Broke, we hear inspiring rags-to-riches stories on each episode from our guests, but with State Farm, you can begin to write your own success story. State Farm believes that being better neighbors creates better communities and have a long-lasting impact. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Yo, I'm hype. The Black Effect is live. This April 27th, the 2024 Black Effect Podcast Festival is headed down to Atlanta's very own Pullman Yards. Last year was incredible, and this year will be even more thrilling, especially with Nissan coming back along for the ride. Nissan is returning with some empowering activations to support Black excellence in the STEAM fields. Have a podcast idea you've been eager to share with the culture? Well, Nissan is back with the Pitch Your Podcast Lounge. You'll have the chance to record your podcast idea and share it with the Black Effect Podcast Network team. But that's not all. Nissan is taking the stage to spotlight some of the HBCU scholars from their own Thrill of Possibility Summit, Nissan's action-packed weekend of community building, mentorship, and professional development for HBCU scholars pursuing professions in STEAM. The Black Effect Podcast Festival is the event to be at. You will not want to miss this, because no matter where life takes you, Nissan will dial up the thrill in your adventures. Visit blackeffect.com/podcastfestival for more details.
AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm, change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze, 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower, lather up with the news, sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work and traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories, change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
There's a lot of pros to drinking Health Aid kombucha. No cons that I can think of. Pro, amazing taste. Pro, pairs well with anything. Pro, probiotic. That's a literal pro. And it's deliciously refreshing. It's the perfect pairing to your meal or great on its own, whether you're having Pink Lady Apple, Berry Lemonade, or one of the other great flavors. It's the perfect swap for soda or alcohol. Make it part of your daily routine. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid Kombucha today.
Rain or shine, every day is a great day for fishing, right? You got rain gear, but you can't overlook sunny day gear. A Columbia PFG Solar Stream Elite hoodie has you covered on the sunniest days. Like, literally. I mean, who wouldn't trade a sunburn for a trophy fish? But why do it if you don't have to? Especially when this Solar Stream Elite hoodie is built with broad-spectrum UV protection. We're talking UPF 50. And it has airflow so you don't overheat. And what's the alternative? Putting down the rod every half hour so you can slather on some sunscreen. Seems like an easy choice to me. Columbia PFG has you covered with their Castback TC shoe. Its OmniMax cushioning and traction system helps if you're on your feet a lot, say, fighting a fish. Not to mention keeping you sure-footed on a wet rocking boat. So if you're going to be spending long days out on the water, and I sincerely hope that you will be, head over to Columbia.com/PFG and shop all their performance fishing gear.
What's up, y'all? It's your girl, Lex P.
And it's your girl, Dre Nicole.
Now, y'all know the For Richer For Poor tour is going on, and we had to come home with it.
Had to come home. Hardly home, but always ripping.
Period. So, July 9th, we going to be at House of Blues, y'all. The one
House
and only.
Of Blues.
Like, ain't that crazy, y'all? We going to be at House of Blues. And, y'all, let me tell y'all something. We have some special guests that are coming to the Houston show. Y'all are not gonna want to miss this.
Some performances.
Oh, you know what I'm saying? So the show starts at 8 p.m. So get your tickets right now at poorminds.com. The VIP, y'all know everything gonna sell out. So get y'all tickets right now.
Don't complain if you missed out, because we told you.
I can't even.
That's fine as fuck, bro.
You started in D.C.?
No, I started in North Carolina, bro. I started in Carolina, the Greensboro Comedy Zone, my nigga. Like I said, it was a bringer show. It was bring five people. And you don't have to perform. So the first, I say the first, first 6-7 months, I had to pay. But then once they seen every time I went up what I was doing, they just stopped charging me to go up. And then after they stopped charging me to go up, probably like 2 months after that, the owner of the club was at one of the open mic nights. He just stayed usually because he got a place across the street called Arizona Pete's, which was like you come to the Comedy Zone. You come to the Comedy Zone and you get a free ticket to get into Arizona Pete's. Like, so he would be at Arizona Pete's. He didn't really give a fuck about the open mic. So one night he happened to be over there and he seen me go up. And after he seen me go up, he was like, man, you ever hosted before? And I was like, yeah.
Yeah.
But I had.
Like, that's what you're supposed to do.
Yeah. I was like, hell yeah, I host all the time, bro. I be hosting like a motherfucker. So, I be hosting, bro. Me, welcome.
What? They call me?
That's all I do is host.
Bro,
me, I'm the host. So he was like, all right, I'm going to try you out. Because the dude who was like the local celebrity in the comedy game, Chris Wiles, was starting to do shows outside of the city. So he was like, I'm going to try you out this Friday. Come up and host a show. And I remember the headliner was Tom Simmons. And I went up and I did, hosted the show. And they, mind you, this is a... I'm talking about all white room, bro. Mm-hmm. Like redneck white people, bro. And he was like, and I'm thinking that it was gonna be like the open mic night. Right. I got in there and seen them trucker hats and that flannel, bro. I was like, oh shit. So I went up, and I remember the first thing I said was like, who like NASCAR? Everybody was like, woo. I was like, fuck NASCAR. It was like, wait a minute. I was like, I'm just playing, because they don't let no niggas do it. And that was my first thing. And then after that, I was hosting, and I started hosting the Friday and Saturday. That's how it kicked off for me. So I started on stage in front of some people that didn't look nothing like me every weekend, bro. Yeah. All the way.
Every weekend,
my nigga.
Man, I should've do something. That's how the Star Bar was for us. People would go up and they would have it summed up how we was gonna be. Well, that's how a lot of the white rooms was here. Cause they thought everybody was finna, you know. But on their ass.
Yeah, she put that motherfucker in the microwave.
Well, what? That bitch was up under there.
All the way.
I think I just bit the fire.
That's that ha-ha-ha. When they gotta do that ha-ha-ha-ha.
You know, microwave get hot from the
center. Exactly, man.
If I move that shit around like 20 seconds, they gonna look back, they gonna like, look at that shit. That shit hot in here. I'm
gonna be like. But salute to you, you still trying to talk, boy. You like, I'm having a weekend, bro. All the way, man. But you know, like, salute to us, man. You know, motherfucker, we don't niggas don't get ourselves enough credit sometimes. Salute to us for building a platform and the notoriety to, you know, to build some shit that people come to. You know what I mean? All the way, man. Salute to us. All the way.
Comedy when we was just out of pure love for the shit.
Right.
But salute to God for gifting us the gift.
Come on, man. We used to do
you
shit.
You feel what I'm saying? Got
clap for God. Bar, man.
Come on, y'all. Come on. Clap for God. Hey.
Thank God. Yeah. We went to pay our phone before we was here, man.
Right.
I know it was God, because there was times where I've been booked out of town to shows where I literally ain't have $0 until the show.
Right.
I had the most fun I ever had in my life.
Remember you told me a story about you doing a show where a nigga had like a boxing ring in a barn or some shit like that.
That was the first show I got $100, bro.
First show I got
$100.
Yeah, first show I got $100 for was at Koozie's Biker Bar in fucking Mayberry, nigga, North Carolina. Nigga, this shit was crazy. I'm talking Mount Airy, bro, the real Mayberry. Motherfucker gave us $100. Most racist shit I ever did in my career to this point.
But I took the 100. It was about at least a good 400-500 people in that bitch.
Then we went out to that spot.
Had a big ass barn. Wrestling ring in the middle.
At the good ass
all on the floor.
Who the hell on?
Second level. Zoo.
Zoo Man, you opened up for Zoo Man?
We both did. Yeah. It was a show like 4 or 5 people.
Well, that five.
Thank you, fam. I got
it. It was a real show. It was me, him, Nesto, Zoo.
It was a run. I mean, it wasn't a run, but it was just a room. Like, it was once a month or something, right?
Mm-hmm.
Go down to that bitch, eat them good-ass wings, let that man pay you that money.
Go and drive back to the house.
Mm-hmm. Gab would cheat them.
For real.
$15 already after 2 hours. God damn.
I remember this is the craziest shit that ever happened. I think Clayton was, I had rode to a show with Noah.
Oh yeah.
And then we got pulled over on the way back to Atlanta.
Noah was driving. That Monte Carlo.
The police pulled him over. He said, you swerving a little bit, you been drinking. He said, I had 2 beers. I said,
we going to jail.
You already know what time it is.
We going to jail.
We out of here. The fuck did you say that for?
That's what I'm thinking when he walked back to the car. That man came back, gave him his license. Told him, have a good night.
Slow it down.
And walked off.
Black white man.
Nigga, what the fuck is the moral of that? What
Jewish.
Where that nigga
Jewish.
At? No, it was a white dude.
Noah white.
Noah, never mind.
Shout out to Noah. Noah Garshore, my people, yeah.
Noah, you just hear what?
Jewish.
Oh. Went back and checked their license and was like, you have a good day, sir.
I'm telling you.
Yeah.
Like my job.
Ever seen.
Damn.
With the police and shit.
Police came to my door.
No, that one time they did come to help us when the cable was loose on the battery. Baby.
That's the one time we didn't want
to. I was about to say.
We had work in the car.
Because the police came to my door and didn't move.
What you
he
mean?
Said, he said, you know what? That nigga looked at me. He looked in my eye. I got pulled over, me and my punk. I already told my partner before the police came to the car. I said, hey, my niggas, I'm finna run. And in my car.
Oh, my God.
I'm finna get the fuck on.
Sometimes you gotta run.
I'm finna get the hell on, cuz I ain't going to jail.
So you get less time for running than you do if they catch you with whatever you got on you.
Yeah, yeah. I'm finna take whatever that's on me, and I'm running with it.
Mm-hmm.
Man, nigga, police came to my car, though. He looked at me. He was like, woo the boo, you got your license? I was like, yeah. And they were finna walk back. He looked at me. He was like, nah, I'ma just stay right here. I'm like, you motherfucker. You bitch, nigga. Boy, I got, you know how you lean your knee out? Like you kind of like hit the door handle with your pinky, kind of lean your knee. That nigga seen my door was kind of like slightly open. He pushed it back over. And like my knee kind of went back over there by the steering wheel. I was like, fuck. He already know what
shoot,
time it is.
These motherfuckers
will
shoot you in the back.
Uh-huh. Not during that time. They running.
That's the thing.
They just beat your ass back then.
Them stories that don't get told enough. Like, what happened the time when you got away? Like, when you got pulled over, and you were supposed to go, but you didn't, my nigga. Them is the success stories right there.
Oh, they tell
that. I remember when I was young, we used to just run from the police just because we knew we could get away.
Mm-hmm. No, they were slow.
In Mississippi, we all kind of stay back off in the cut. You don't know my hood better than me. I remember one night I had got out of work. I was going home. It's a long-ass dark stretch of highway between my crib.
Down
and it's about, man, probably 2 miles maybe.
No.
One night I come through that bitch. This one there was just a straight shot. They put a stop sign right in the middle of it now so people don't do shit like this. So when I get to the, where it first get dark, I just take off. Passed right by the police. But he got to turn around to come get me. So I'm looking at him. He ain't coming out immediately. Then I seen him come out and hit the light. Take off. Pull the car in the driveway. Pull it behind the house. Get out, go in the house. They shoot straight past the house. I like, got him again.
Got him again.
Yeah, got him again.
Got him again.
The way out of that shit, we had to jump out, boys, nigga. You had to be alert when them motherfuckers pull up. But they pull up in some inconspicuous shit. Dodge Intrepid.
Yeah.
Nigga pull up in a white Dodge Intrepid. You name somebody auntie, them motherfuckers jump out the car 6 deep.
Motherfucker pulled up in that van.
Jump out, boys, man. You won't catch me, though, I tell you that.
They pulled up in that hood in the van, nigga.
Oh, yeah, they get out of anything.
Yeah, Atlanta was crazy.
Motherfucker said,
go. What's that group down here that was
real with
the Red Dog?
Red Dog
punch you, but you know they had to stop because the Red Dog beat your ass.
Red Dogs were doing all type of
Red Dog beat your ass and drag you out the wood by your draw. It was, man, them niggas was crazy, boy. They'll drag you out the wood by your draw, nigga, and show the hood how we, they just beat you and be like, and yeah, be like, yeah, y'all niggas still want to sell dope? Oh, all right, let her come back through here.
Nigga, they're gonna do a sweep, and the motherfuckers they put up, they'll put them in the van
and ride
them up down.
Yo, ride them around.
Had all the damn, had these niggas in back here with the door open, with the cuffs on.
Ride around, acting like
who they been picked up, bro.
That's fucked up, my nigga. You imagine coming outside, seeing your uncle in the van, like Uncle Jay, what the fuck?
They don't give a fuck, bro.
I'm talking about slow, too, so you can see everybody. They can even see the expression on their face.
That's why they had to fight them for. I caught the ad in a little Red Dog. But he was a rookie. He was a puppy. I ran from his ass. He was too tired to beat my ass. But he punched me in the face.
Before or after you ran?
When he called me, because when I was running, I thought I got away from him. But a nigga came out the cut out of nowhere, and I'm like, fuck! And I can tell he got a lot of energy, and I'm like, damn, he got more energy than me.
He about to get me.
I never started running, though. Man, that nigga got close to me. I said, fuck. I ain't finna let him tackle me. So I dove on the ground. He was mad, because he went over me. I went under. I was like, you. I saw him, and he was like... But I'm on the ground, though, but he ain't go too far. Man, got on top of my ass, put me dead in my face. Damn. I was like, why you hit me? He said, why you run? I said, you got a one.
Did he lock you up?
Hey, yeah, he locked me up. Better than the shirt pads and all that stupid shit.
Dumbest shit I ever did was pull over for a bike cop.
A nigga on a bicycle?
Bicycle. Pedals.
Damn.
Officer pedals. Kickstand. You know how I pulled you over? What the fuck, bro? I ain't put up a nigga on a bicycle.
What did he do? Ring the bell? Nigga,
hold
what
up,
the
bro. Hold up, bro.
First
he
thing
ain't
he
no
said,
nigga on no bike pulling you over, bro.
First thing he said when I pulled over, he said, "Why'd you pull over?"
Oh, shit.
Boy, you about man, to get tripping,
man.
Hold
on, man. You let a nigga on a bike pull you over, gang? You had a car?
I ain't never really pulled nobody. He like, he didn't know what to do. He was surprised, too. He was like, get out of here. My nigga ain't had nothing to take your license back to. My nigga, that nigga on the bike, ain't no computer on that bitch.
You, even if I am, do I got weed on me? Where I'ma go? On your handlebar, nigga?
Right. Right. I'm definitely not about to wait for you to call a backup and two more niggas pull up on bikes, my nigga. Hell nah.
That is funny, bro. On the bike, bro.
This shit happens, man.
Your life is a motherfucker, man. Bro. That's stupid, bro.
That was the best thing about the pandemic, though. The police had to relax.
I remember one time, the most crazy shit ever, though, bro. We were in the racist part of town. My partner did
all
something.
All parts of the town racist.
Nah, my partner had done did something at the crib. Somehow, the police on the way. I go pick him up. We smoking. Police coming back as we going in with. Police pulls us over. Nigga, we smoking, bro. The fucking window rolled down. Cause I didn't want to roll the window down and then he see the smoke as he come up. I'm like, fuck this shit. This nigga come to the car, roll down the window, bro. I ain't never seen this much smoke hit a police in their face.
The how high?
What? I'm talking about the nigga had to wait till the smoke get out the car first. He was like, he like, fuck it, he just came in the car. Look, y'all motherfuckers is going to jail. I'm like, nigga, but he ain't even a trip. He ain't even really care about the weed.
He took you out of jail?
Nah, he wanted my partner. He ain't do shit. He just let it go.
Damn.
Not knowing I had a whole ounce in my draw.
See? Man. I hate them police that stick their head in the car.
Bro, he stuck his head in the car.
That's that crazy shit. That shit make you, that shit catch you off guard. You be caught like, what's up, world? It's your boy Chico Bean. And in case you haven't heard, we at the 85 South Show have launched our own independent streaming service called Channel 85. And for our loyal supporters, we're currently offering 20% off for 6 months. Just use code 85%. That's P-E-R-C-E-N-T-E-E-R, 85%. And you'll get 20% off for the first 6 months. Now, once you sign up, you'll get access to the podcast a whole day earlier than everyone else. On YouTube, all of our new live shows, independent specials, new shows like 5-1 and 85, and even get special offers and discount codes for 85 South Show merchandise and shows. It's only $8.50 a month, or $85 for the entire year. And you can find us online at channel85.com or on your iPhone, Apple TV, Amazon, Fire Stick, and Roku. And it's even on Android for all my people with the green text. And remember, use code 85% for 20% off for a whole 6 months. That's Channel 85. Subscribe right now. Ballin'.
What's up, y'all? It's your girl, Lex P.
And it's your girl, Trey and Nicole.
In Dallas, we coming to see y'all on July 30th, and we turning up.
Period. I ain't from Dallas, but I did time boogie.
Hey, I'm from Dallas. And I eat Rudy's, period.
They be still eating Rudy's?
I don't know, but that was on
the well, if y'all do, we gonna try that shit while we out there, period.
And we are turning
I
up.
I can't wait. I'm so excited.
Yes.
I love Dallas.
I love Dallas. I feel like y'all gonna show us a good time.
Yes.
We gonna turn up. We gonna have a good
it's
time.
It's lit.
So July 30th, we are at Echo Lounge at Music Hall. The show starts at 7 p.m. Doors open at 6. I'm telling y'all, get there on time because we have some special guests coming
yes.
through. It's gonna be so lit. Let
it's
me tell y'all.
It's gonna be so lit. We got the new merch. We gonna have these shirts on sale.
Period. And if you ain't never been to a Poor Mind show, you ain't never had a good time.
Mm-hmm.
So make sure y'all get y'all tickets. Go to www.poorminds.com and we'll see y'all July 30th.
Period.
Sometimes you be so fucked up that the police just be surprised that you really, that they got you in that situation sometimes. I remember me and my man Jerome was coming back. We was driving back from Durham to Winston. It's about an hour and 20 minute drive. We drunk as a motherfucker, nigga, in my Saturn. I'm going like
Nigga, I'm talking about, nigga, what? We was fucked up coming from a party in North Carolina Central, college shit. Nigga, I'm going like 96 in a Saturn SW2 wagon, my nigga. This bitch about to explode, I'm going so fast.
Float.
Bruh, I'm flying. We ain't got no seatbelts on or nothing. I'm talking about niggas. I never forget, bruh, we flying down the highway. I'm listening to that motherfucker Project Pat, nigga. I'm drunk as a motherfucker. Nigga. Police officer pull us over, right? He pull us over. We put our seatbelts and shit on, right? Try to sober up. This nigga come to the motherfucker door. Bang on the window, doo doo doo. I roll the window down. He like, what the fuck is wrong with you? You know how fast you were going? I was like, we're college students, sir. We're on our way back to school. We had a test and we stayed longer. We going back, we had to do, made up this goof ass story. He took my license, went back to the car, came back and gave me my license and said, man, if I was to fucking give you, I couldn't even give you a ticket. You're supposed to go to fucking jail. Get the fuck out of here and slow down. I was like, yes, sir. That nigga left, let us go. Soon as we pull off, this is how stupid we is. We get away, see that nigga pull around. First thing we do is take our seatbelts back off. Woo! Nigga, we made it. We straight. I'm like, nigga, this is the dumbest shit in the world, bro. I'm talking about liquor make you do the dumbest shit ever, bro. That's why I say that's the worst shit in the world, bro.
Hey, man.
Alcohol, my nigga.
Liquor don't leave.
Nobody has been pulled over more times than me and this nigga. I'm convinced.
I'm glad.
Bro, we used to have to leave the comedy show and
you
go.
You start getting creative.
Go home, bro. Cobb County. It's this one spot. Soon as you get, come up, like when you coming up 75, soon as you see that goddamn sign that say Cumberland Mall, they sitting right there by the bridge. It be about four.
Right up under that bridge.
Yeah, right before you get to that bridge, it be two this side, two this side. And then it's just like, you can damn near count it down. 10, 9, whoop, whoop. 8, 7. No, they gonna whip out first. And they gonna act like they chasing you. Mm-hmm. They gonna act like they had to chase you, so they gonna let you get up, so they can pull right up. They gonna, and they not gonna hit the light, not hitting the light till they get right up.
Shit make you swerve.
I'm talking about.
They make you do stupid shit to make you like.
Because you think you saw like you saw him trying to get out the way.
You blink and this nigga is behind you.
That's the worst feeling ever, bro. Nigga, you ever been riding on the highway, my nigga? That motherfucker pull out and you like this.
But this is damn near every night.
I do that all the time.
This damn near every night.
Yeah, nigga, I remember we were riding down Bankhead.
The whole time,
nigga, everybody is driving so slow. I'm like, why the fuck are y'all niggas driving so fucking slow? It's to the point where you got to yell out your window, like, why the fuck are y'all driving? They driving like 15 miles per hour. I look up, it's the police. Yeah. They don't want to pay the police. Yeah. I'm like, I'm going to pass the police. Yeah. The speed limit 25. At least I go 10 more miles than this bitch had nigga. Nigga, I go probably like 30. Right past the police. I'm like, man, you know, I go straight past that.
I got somewhere to be.
Man, tell me about the police. Right past me. Look at me like this. Like, okay. Woo woo. Pull me over. I'm like, bro, what you pull me over for? He said, bro, you can't pass the police. I said, bro, you going 15 miles an hour, bro. What
he told you
mean?
You can't pass the police.
And the man said, I hit miles. You know you can't pass the police.
No, you couldn't pass the police.
I'm like, bro, you going 15 miles. He said, I don't give a fuck about doing 10. You well, can't pass the police.
Well, I done threw so
like,
much
bro,
shit out the
so
window.
Goddamn reckless.
Thinking they coming to get me, boy. Panicking. Throwing so much shit out the window, nigga. You see them motherfuckers pull out, you get to toss and shit. They ride right past your ass like, fuck, that was my last blunt, but
I done went back and picked some shit up. I threw some shit out in the goddamn Wendy's cup. Road, that's it. They wouldn't even come to get me. I hit that U-turn. I came back around, opened that door.
Bro, you know how
goofy you the
window.
You know how crazy you had to be to go.
Nigga,
that's some wild shit.
I grabbed it moving, nigga. That's, I slowed it down to about 20.
That's when you all the way illegal. When you go back to get the shit that you threw out, hey, nigga.
Man. Dirty. Hey, man.
That's super dirty, bro.
That's when it was a little bit more than I needed to be tossing away. If I didn't have to toss it, then I'm not.
That's why I'm glad Bossa Bree came in. Come on, Bossa Bree came in.
That tightness.
What?
That shit helps nothing.
I don't give a fuck. I wasn't going for. They were like, man, the police go on your drug. I'm like, bro. I don't get if they take the measure, deep measure to go there, you supposed to find it.
Yeah, yeah. But that's what happened to me.
I'm like, fuck that, I'ma fight.
That nigga went in my draw. I told you,
damn, that sounds crazy.
He found the sack.
He was like, come on, light skin.
He found the sack, right?
He was squeezing it.
Pause. Whoa. This is crazy, bro. From top to whoa.
Pause.
My nigga said that nigga went in my.
He found the weed, right? That, but listen, that's how I was acting.
He found the sack. He didn't touch
weed. That's how I was acting.
He found
I was
sack.
Acting like
and
a nigga grabbed my sack. I was like, I tried. That's how I was acting, bro. Like, he grabbed the weed. And I was like,
Hey, he said, no, that nigga went in my draw. Then he found the sack. And he was squeezing it. And I was like,
no! It's crushing my ball.
That's hilarious. I
would
have
had
like that with scissors.
I was
doing that. That nigga hit you with a taser, bro.
Shut up. I'm not even touching it.
Oh, shit. Oh, man.
He pulled the weed out. I was there hollering. Bro.
And the fucked up part.
My sack.
Is that so personal?
My ball.
You know that police officer. Remember that shit, bro. He watching this shit right now. Like, I remember I went that nigga draws and got the sack. Oh, my God.
My ball. Just go out there.
Hey, bro, was you falling out, nigga, holding you up, bro?
Hey, like, get your stupid ass out.
Stop it, no. You got my balls. You got me by the balls.
He's wrapping my balls.
He's wrapping my balls on. Is your body cam on? I ain't seeing this.
Blam.
I'm
like, fuck it, you go to jail, bro. I'm gonna go out with a bang, man.
Oh shit.
Still look at me like.
Nigga, I'd do that shit. Right. I'd have been doing that shit in court and everything. Soon as they brought me to court.
Take me to medical. Take me to medical.
He ripped my sack off. Hey, man.
Boy, you stupid.
Hey, man. That's the funniest shit ever. And the way you said the thing.
I would have acted like I was bleeding.
Oh, man.
Tissue, help!
They done had to bring the goddamn things over there to clear. They done had to hit me with the...
We would have played crazy so much. They would send that to the crane house.
Yeah, you had to.
Okay.
Oh, that shit's fucking
crazy. Yo, the crazy part was the first police officer, I had him beat. He searched the whole car, he found nothing. Another one pulled up.
He hated it.
He was like, you ain't find nothing.
Okay,
no seeds, no stems, them. Nothing.
I hate them niggas.
And then that motherfucker went and put some gloves on.
No.
And I was like,
what? Joe said, no. You know what that means.
Motherfucker covered that motherfucker.
My nigga Dougie was bro, big time I pause on this question. Damn. But when he went in your drawers and he going from the back or the front, my nigga.
Front. This motherfucker's looking at your face.
That nigga, what are your drawers?
He looking at your face while he go down.
Bro, he went in your drawers face to face.
Yeah, man. <I'm in>
Oh my God, bro. Oh shit, like, when that nigga sexually harassed you, my nigga.
That nigga
violated that you, bro. That nigga sexually assaulted Clayton. Bro, you should have sued that nigga.
Then tried to talk shit. He was like, where do you work? And I told him, and he was like, the restaurant's like, I eat there. And if you was there and you dropped some shit on my family because you was high, I was like, well, does your wife know you grabbed ball?
Oh, you're definitely going to jail.
Oh, yeah, you out of here.
Yeah,
I knew I was going to jail. I said, this motherfucker, it was so small amount of weed. And he was like, tell me where you got it from. And I was like, man, let's go. I gave gave me the medical.
I'm telling you.
Oh, my God.
Take a nigga, you finna snitch. I'll be 3 grams of weed.
What?
Tell me where you got this from. Bruh. Get your ass out of my.
Where did that come from?
Who supplied you with the dope?
Hey, you didn't.
3 grams?
He ain't even give you no plan for making the sack the exact same size as your nuts. This nigga formed the sack to make it the same size.
No, like, what? I had decoy.
What can you say, though?
I had been in there.
You put that down, man. You put that down, man. You put that in there.
Hey, man, he had it in his hand. What he went in
my God, bro.
Nah, he was in them gloves.
You was in them gloves.
You set me up.
Nah, you went in there and wiggled them gloves.
Nah,
and
man.
And then weed came out that glue.
Must have been in the pants. Where'd I get these pants from? These pants came with a sack in them.
Hey, do you use marijuana?
Nah, man, that's childish.
Yeah,
that's hilarious.
I'm not about to admit that nothing the police asked me.
Boy, that time we got pulled over,
you
ate,
okay,
ate that goddamn blunt, nigga. That nigga Carlos ate the J like it was a Fear Factor challenge, nigga.
They be trying to set you up. They always say, look, listen, it's all right if you smoke a little weed, man. That's fine. We're not looking for that.
Yes, you are.
Until they don't find nothing but a little weed, I'm like, you low-down scumbag motherfucker. You think you're going to be smoking dope in this community?
Be funding terrorism.
And they ain't even find no dope or nothing. The nigga came back and said, hey, just so you know, weed in the state of Indiana is illegal. Have a good day. It's like, bet. Nigga,
which is this nigga pulled us over and gonna tell us, well, you know, it's a lot of human trafficking going on. We was like slavery. Yeah. This nigga was like, well, you mind if we search the car? You looking for people?
Like, yeah, go ahead. He asked me if we had some bombs and shit in the car.
Any explosives?
I would say.
Nah, but I'm about to blow up, though, nigga. My music jumping.
But they was so,
I'm telling so nigga, I'm about to
night,
blow up.
They ain't find no weed in there.
Oh, man.
Yeah, we were trying to fresh we were somewhere. I remember one thing, I think y'all had to shot a video about this shit. Them niggas pulled us over, searched all our bags, had us on the middle of the spreadway, just searched all our bags.
Boy, they had us like that in Alabama,
man,
dog.
Y'all looking for, found nothing, then wanted us to put our shit back in the suitcase.
Bro, we in Alabama.
Zip that up.
Coming back from a NACA convention, bruh. Me, Brand, Drank, we all in a white 15 passenger van, bruh. Niggas is smoking like a motherfucker. We was just arguing about some shit like 10 minutes before. Niggas is in there beefing, arguing like a motherfucker. Niggas, police got behind us, niggas just start lighting blacks, niggas. Like, light the black, get the weed smell out, light the black, man. That nigga came back to the car, was like, man, yeah, let me get your license. Niggas weed all in that motherfucker. Niggas are stuffing shit, nigga doing to you. Ah. Bro, the nigga came back and was like, yeah, turn the car off. Turn the van off. Then two more police officers pulled out. He was like, fuck, we going to jail, bro. The motherfuckers got out, searched the whole van, they find nothing, bro. Was like, well, we're not gonna go through you guys' belongings, but you know, we figured somebody had something in here, so won't you just let us know who's got it? We
like,
nigga, what is you talking about?
We're gonna have to go through the belongings.
Don't nobody got nothing
no,
in this motherfucker.
Right,
and then Brand got out and went and talked to the police. I don't know what he said to that nigga. Came back and was like, we straight, let's go. I was like, bro, what did you just offer that white man, bro? What did you just tell that white man to get us free, bro? He was like, don't worry about it, bro. We good, we gone. It was the scariest shit ever, man.
Somebody gotta talk to him.
Yeah.
Somebody man. Gotta just be wholesome. That's all.
That's what you want. We gotta.
Somebody gotta be negotiating. Be quiet.
Look. The other fellas, they told me not to bring any weed. And I brought a little bit. So I'm just gonna give you the weed that I brought. Here you go. He gave that to the officer. You said, be honest.
That's gonna be tell me that's all you got.
That's gonna be 25 years.
He could have told him anything. Look,
this isn't even any gas. You don't look like you don't smoke gas.
That's all we got.
This isn't premium. This is 87. Where's the 93?
I think the best lie I ever told the police. One night I got pulled over. I had drove to this show somewhere down in South Georgia, and like on the way back, I had to go through these like I went the highway way. Through all these little back road ass towns, some kind of way the GPS got me off and I was just coming through the highway. Man, these fucking police pulled me over in this town. There wasn't nothing in this motherfucker. He was like, why are you speeding through here? I was like, officer, I'm just gonna be real with you. my girl having a baby, man. I gotta get back to Atlanta. I gotta get straight back there, right? She about to go in labor right now. I'm late. I had a show. He's like, that's not something nobody play about. You slow it down through here, though.
Nigga.
Damn, he took you.
It wasn't even a lie.
Nigga, best like, fuck
well, it looks like you're gonna miss this one.
Yep, gonna miss
best
this
time, best time I got out of the ticket, nigga. That's why hey man, that shit saved my life. I'm speaking of milkshakes, nigga, I went to Chick-fil-A and got one of them ice dream cones, yeah, nigga. Yeah. My shit was
you
fucked up, nigga. I'm driving back, speeding. I got this shit bad to the motherfucker. Nigga pulled me over. I'm like, officer, I gotta go to the bathroom. Yeah. He's like, yeah, all right, let me see your license.
Yeah.
Nigga came back and smelt them farts I was letting off. He said, you know what, man, I'm gonna go ahead and let you go, bro. I was like, thank you, sir. Man, I'm talking about them. I was busting off in the car. I was like, bro, I'm gonna shit on myself in this car. And then he came back and was like, look, man, I'm gonna go ahead and let you go, man. You go ahead and get on the body. I'm like, yeah, I live. That nigga said, I see that your address is real close. And I'm like, I told you, bro, I gotta go. Let me go. He was like, yeah, you're good.
He said, I gotta go, bro. Let me go, bro.
I'm about to shit
either
in this
let
middle.
Me go and put me in your car so I can shit in your shit.
Yeah, exactly.
And not shit in man.
You bullshit.
That would have been crazy, bro. To have that on the cam, on the dash cam.
Shit outside.
On the police dash cam.
Shit,
nobody look.
Thank you for not taking me to jail. I could have made it.
Now you're going to jail for a decent exposure. You was going to get a ticket. Better than lock your ass up for shitting outside.
I got shit. If I had to go, fuck that. Look, I got the shit, OG.
You come over here, I'm gonna throw it at you.
Before I lose my dignity
that's a deadly weapon.
So much integrity.
Like, motherfucker, what you call
it?
Glock dookies, nigga.
Before I shit in my pants.
Glock dookie in the
motherfucker. I shit outside before I shit in my pants.
For a minute. Who is that? That's OG Boo Boo. Why they call him that? Because when he first got here, he Boo Boo.
He Boo Boo on himself, make shit on him.
You always have.
I was on shit. I don't give a fuck. Where we at, punk? If that was it, you got a toilet, got some tissue, man.
That's the eat. But when you ain't got that's the problem.
What you mean? You got a shirt, don't
you? You just go shit in your shirt.
You don't shit in your shirt. You got a tank top, don't you? You got a tank top, don't
you? You add extra shit, fly.
You don't need a house with a tank top and a shirt.
Fly. It's 13 degrees outside. This fly to wipe his ass with his hoodie, with his sleeve on his hoodie.
Why you putting yourself?
Put that bitch back on.
Why you putting yourself in a predicament when you got a shit so bad that you in 13 degrees?
You don't put yourself in a predicament.
Yeah, the shit put you in
your
that predicament.
Your body decide that. Right. You could be perfectly normal. You ain't nothing crazy. And then one day, your body just tell your mind, shit on yourself. It's an emergency. It's an emergency. Everything is going crazy. For the first time ever, you can't get in the bathroom over here, so you try. Shit, what next minute? Somebody tell me something. You'll find the bathroom.
Yeah, right.
And then you get in there, you might shit, and then you look around. You ain't even thought. Hey, shit, this ain't a good place to shit. Ain't no toilet paper.
You ain't even think about
what's
it.
What's the softest thing in here that I can find?
I remember one time I had the shit, bro, and I went in there, but niggas already had the same idea. All the stalls filled with niggas shit, and I'm like, I gotta go in the women's bathroom, bro. That's what I gotta do. I gotta go, bro. That's
women's
what it is.
Women's bathroom, I would be clean, but get what?
And then I'm about to leave out that motherfucker. Somebody come in, I'm like, fuck.
You had to put your feet up.
You had to put my feet up, bro.
You know the shittiest place to go to shit?
The gas station with the bathroom on the outside?
Home Depot, nigga. You go during the day, I was just trying to get some shit for the house, nigga. I said, is this where niggas go to shit? There was a line of motherfuckers waiting to shit in that bitch. Like, you got shit.
There'll be a lot of Migos out there at Home Depot.
Everybody was shit. No, it was employees.
That's why
businessmen.
Once you get to a certain age, you kind of know what you can eat, when you can eat.
Right. Shit.
You don't want to just go crazy one like at your nephew's birthday party on Saturday.
Eating cake and birthday,
cake and ice cream
and
shit.
I'm sorry.
Then you drinking coffee Monday and Tuesday. Then by Wednesday,
your shit is all the way fucked up.
You never know.
I got too much pride, man. I'm like, if you got a toilet, and if it, hey man, I done been in some crazy position. I'm a bus guy.
Yeah,
we learn to survive.
Nah, that one on the gas station when the bathroom on the outside where they got to give you that key attached to like an old
pool stick. You never seen no porta potty?
The porta potty.
You never seen the porta potty? That be leaning?
A porta potty ain't worse than that outside gas station bathroom.
What porta potty? Anybody can talk to you in the porta potty. You get all the
conversations. That's one of my biggest fears.
What happened? Shit in the porta
potty. Shit in the porta potty and then somebody flipped that bitch over.
That's one of my biggest fears.
I
be thinking this shit. That's why I need to quit smoking
weed,
because
I be thinking
this
shit.
Nah.
I'm telling you.
That shit in the porta potty, bro. You got to shit standing up. Ain't no way you sit down. You shitting like this, bro.
No cap.
Like you can sumo wrestle, my nigga. Ain't no way. You just got to shit standing up.
You a different nigga if you don't sit on the porta potty like that.
You'd have been in jail.
You open that bitch up and just sit
there. Nigga, that bitch.
I'm using it.
Nigga, dog. What? And
nigga,
toilet paper you can put on the seat.
Nigga,
leg
sleepy, can't
even
stand up.
You close that bitch in slow motion, my nigga. You like, oh, my bad, bro.
Only a psycho be shitting them comfortably, man. Because I feel like no matter how old you are, if somebody knocked on them, hey, what's doing?
Hey, y'all boys, that must ain't never been no car.
Hey, you know what? Everybody who shit in the porta potty try to shit fast, so they don't have another
man,
shit.
Oh, man, you hope it's quick. To the point.
It's not though, because if you got a shit in a porta potty, it's emergency.
Yes, you is. If you shit in a porta potty, you gotta understand. You're listening to so much fun on the outside. You ready to go back outside? So I'm missing so much excitement.
Nah, bro.
Nope. That's my thing. That's why a lot of people be late.
Y'all niggas.
Why you say that?
A lot of people be late, because you can't leave your house until you boom. So you can avoid all these type of situations.
But sometimes it don't hit you till you're already out, my nigga.
Oh, yeah, nigga. Shit.
And this is that porta potty. I take a porta potty over that outside gas station.
Yes, sir. I take a porta potty too.
That outside gas station when that nigga. You be like, you got a bathroom? Like, yes, it's out there and walk around the corner to the back.
Ain't it crazy how you
when that shit right beside where you put the air in your tires at, nigga, you go in that motherfucker, you be like, somebody died in this bitch, bro.
And they got the little hole, to the next stall. You be like, man, these niggas freaky too, man.
Nigga, I was a kid. Ain't it crazy if in the first 3 seconds of getting that feeling, your body knows exactly how long you're going to be
You know how long it's going to be, bro.
You know exactly how long you get before you can't hold this shit no more.
I want to be in this bathroom.
You get too old, dude.
They're freaky in here.
No, but I'm saying, you know exactly to the minute. It's like, I got to get out of here quick.
It's three holes. You get somebody come in, you be like, oh shit, get out of here. You're having too much fun.
That nigga done did that shit before.
But you know what's always fun though? Like if you in public and you hear somebody shit, you just talk a little subtle shit like somebody else.
Nah, nigga, you don't even remember you
God
did this
God,
shit.
Somebody blowing in my phone.
Nah, nigga. Me and this nigga at the airport.
Do this go back up.
We at the airport, my boy, right? We at the airport one morning, right? We walk in the bathroom at the airport. Then somebody in this motherfucker got that Crohn's disease. It was one of them, bro. That nasty, but that nigga Lowe said, loud as fuck. And man, eat some vegetables, nasty motherfucker. I'm like, bro, I almost pissed on myself. I'm like, bro, what the fuck wrong with you, my nigga? Like, nah, bro, that nigga shit spoiled.
Like, I don't like being around no spoil ass. You be like, man, who's spoiled, man? You know you smell that shit, you spoiled.
That nigga said, eat some vegetables, nasty motherfucker. I'm like, bro.
Hey, man.
I played sports, so it was just sometimes.
Other people shit go always make us uncomfortable, man. That shit is disgusting.
But when your own dude, you know you done had a bad day when you like, whoosh,
Oh, yeah. Sometimes my shit don't stand, but then sometimes I be like, I like to look at that shit. What the fuck was that?
Yeah. Yeah, bro. I know that shit
started tripping. You be like, hold up, let me sit my head back down.
Nah, I know, bro.
Too much fun outside.
You know what did me like that one time? The Olive Garden, nigga. I went to the Olive Garden with my daughter, man. I was like, bro, I ain't never eating this shit again. My shit smell like I'm about to pass away, bro.
No. Okay.
All right, check this out.
What?
Now, what if you looked and wasn't shit in there?
That didn't happen.
I'm saying every time you look, though.
It just went there.
Bruh.
So you be like, what the fuck Phantom, I do? Where it go?
Phantom shit.
I'm going to wait down to bring it already.
Shit. I pray for a shit that flushes itself in a clean wipe. If I can figure out what to eat, so I just had. You have
one wipe technology.
And you good?
You be like, you
what the fuck did I eat?
You be like, thank that turd. You be like, you a good little turd.
You're not good. You get that one wipe and you think you straight till you start walking and your shit get crunchy, nigga. You like, wait, oh.
Nah, you supposed to wipe.
No, nah, he said the one wipe. No, you never good with one wipe.
You got the
some
double
of them shits be clean off top.
That made, I done had a false wipe. I done had a false wipe. Well, you be like, all right. You wipe again, you be like, hey, you tried to trick me!
No, that means you still got a turn in that motherfucker that came all the way. That turn ain't come all the way out.
Go get me.
Boy, I got that turtle head.
Nigga tried to trick me, bud. Boy, tried to trick me. Who the fuck that little?
That turtle head, bro. Oh, shit. I think this might be the perfect time to say it.
Hey, man, welcome back to that side. Everything up to this point.
Oh, that nigga's stupid.
Hey, man.
It's just random.
Random shit.
Just random shit, man. Yeah, the world is changing right in front of us.
All the way.
Cap.
All the way, man.
Everybody got children now.
Yep.
Well, you be seeing the type of shit people be telling us to talk about on this shit.
I don't be paying attention. They don't pay me.
What they want? Nah.
They act like they cutting the check. You what I need you to talk about. You want some money, bro? What I need you to talk about.
We got one of the only podcasts that don't talk about a lot of goofy shit.
Right.
We don't want to talk about that pussy ass shit, y'all. Now, we don't gossip.
Yeah. Fuck
it's
all
real
that.
Talk right here. Yeah. Off camera, you know, we talk about
real
this
shit.
We don't be talking about no money. We got time for that stupid ass shit.
Sensationalism.
I mean, use our shit and y'all in the court.
Hot topic.
Nigga be wanting to go viral.
That's what they want to hear. Hot topics.
Yeah, so you bitch ass nigga.
Huh, I don't want to hear the hot topic. Yeah. Shut your ass up.
We leave people the fuck alone.
I'm telling you, hot topic. Pussy again this week, bitch.
Pussy still hot.
Pussy is forever hot topic. Let's make it hot.
Make it hot. They're having so much fun out there.
No, make it hot. The pussy is having so much fun.
Hey, don't be on here objectifying women.
Let's make it hot.
Cut it out. That's misogyny.
Yeah,
I'm massaging that pussy.
Y'all just not getting this week on the 85 South Show.
Titties
and pussy massage techniques.
Fuck
you by the squad. You make it hot.
I'm a misogynist. Make hot.
Yeah, you got to. That's it. You put the lips together.
What the nigga talking about? Ain't that right, cuz?
State Farm Insurance gets it. Representation alone doesn't equate to authenticity. State Farm understands and wants to help protect our communities by investing in our future, building off the hard work our parents have done before us. We all are looking to create generational wealth so that our families and generations behind us have a better starting point than we did. That begins with financial literacy. State Farm helps fund programs like Project Ready, a National Urban League program committed to the educational achievement of Black and brown youth. To date, participants have been awarded over $11 million in scholarships offers as a direct result of contributions from State Farm. At Eating While Broke, we hear inspiring rags-to-riches stories on each episode from our guests, but with State Farm, you can begin to write your own success story. State Farm believes that being better neighbors creates better communities and have a long-lasting impact. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Yo, I'm hype. The Black Effect is live. This April 27th, the 2024 Black Effect Podcast Festival is headed down to Atlanta's very own Pullman Yards. Last year was incredible, and this year will be even more thrilling, especially with Nissan coming back along for the ride. Nissan is returning with some empowering activations to support Black excellence in the STEAM fields. Have a podcast idea you've been eager to share with the culture? Well, Nissan is back with the Pitch Your Podcast Lounge. You'll have the chance to record your podcast idea and share it with the Black Effect Podcast Network team. But that's not all. Nissan is taking the stage to spotlight some of the HBCU scholars from their own Thrill of Possibility Summit, Nissan's action-packed weekend of community building, mentorship, and professional development for HBCU scholars pursuing professions in STEAM. The Black Effect Podcast Festival is the event to be at. You will not want to miss this, because no matter where life takes you, Nissan will dial up the thrill in your adventures. Visit blackeffect.com/podcastfestival for more details. AT&T Connects and Ode to Podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower. Lather up with the news, sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work in traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories, change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
There's a lot of pros to drinking Health Aid kombucha. No cons that I can think of. Pro, amazing taste. Pro, pairs well with anything. Pro, probiotic. That's a literal pro. And it's deliciously refreshing. It's the perfect pairing to your meal or great on its own, whether you're having Pink Lady Apple, Berry Lemonade, or one of the other great flavors. It's the perfect swap for soda or alcohol. Make it part of your daily routine. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid Kombucha today.
Rain or shine, every day is a great day for fishing, right? You got rain gear, but you can't overlook sunny day gear. A Columbia PFG Solar Stream Elite hoodie has you covered on the sunniest days. Like, literally. I mean, who wouldn't trade a sunburn for a trophy fish? But why do it if you don't have to? Especially when this Solar Stream Elite hoodie is built with broad-spectrum UV protection. We're talking UPF 50. And it has airflow so you don't overheat. And what's the alternative? Putting down the rod every half hour so you can slather on some sunscreen. Seems like an easy choice to me. Columbia PFG has you covered with their Castback TC shoe. Its OmniMax cushioning and traction system helps if you're on your feet a lot, say, fighting a fish. Not to mention keeping you sure-footed on a wet rocking boat. So if you're going to be spending long days out on the water, and I sincerely hope that you will be, head over to Columbia.com/PFG and shop all their performance fishing gear.
I know I'm getting old. I got me a revolver. I ain't even got time. All y'all niggas with them long ass clips, I need 6 shots.
That nigga fly gonna come out.
I got time to be playing no games with them niggas. Hey, I'm getting old, man.
See that nigga? That nigga fly gonna be like this.
Doc Holliday.
Hey, I'm gonna be playing with me. Nah, man, love and prosperity, man. We just spreading love and prosperity. But I need that revolver.
Yeah, I'm gonna have to stop reading comments too, because it's a nigga in the every don't week he think box. I ain't got no fucking socks on. Nigga, I got socks on.
I ain't got no socks on. I ain't got no socks on either.
Nigga,
I don't like wearing socks and shoes.
I don't like wearing socks and shoes.
I always got socks on.
Certain shoes feel good when you ain't got no socks on. Stop buying them cheap ass shoes.
I don't know, it's just a weird thing, man.
Why you ain't got no socks? That's some shit a nigga just, nigga, a nigga looking at his socks and thinking he got something you
he
ain't
might
got.
Be though. Who? That's the strange who? Thing about it. I don't know.
Oh, man. Tell a bitch, nigga, my socks at your whole house, nigga.
Make it hot?
Make it hot? You fucking tell me I had on church socks. That, bitch.
Bro, that's the worst feeling in the world, my nigga.
Church socks.
Having some church socks. I'm in my head on a pair of church socks. Them bitches was like up here, nigga. I had some Jordans on.
What are you talking about?
Them bitches was knee high, yeah. Bro. I had on some leggings, my nigga.
Them church socks will fuck your leggings.
Bro, I'm talking about, it was, you know the sock they give you in the shoe store when you ain't got no sock, that little brown one that you slip over your foot? Yeah. It was the same, like, texture as them. And I had them bitches on all day. When I took the bitches off, bro, I had a line around my knee.
I don't like wearing church socks like that.
Heavy, bro.
When you take them off, when you take the church socks, off, church socks off, like you feel like you got wheelchair legs.
But who made them church socks? Like who the nigga that made them church socks?
Bro, your socks gonna need to be smooth head, nigga. Your socks need to be higher than the motherfucker.
You said what? Wheelchair man socks.
No, I said when you take church socks off, it make your legs feel like wheelchair legs.
Oh, I thought you said wheelchair man socks.
Yeah. Now you gonna be on your ass.
Yeah.
You dirty. You talking about you? You said
it? I mean, Cat said it.
Make it hot.
Make it hot. That's the name of this episode.
Make it hot. Make it hot.
Oh, shit, that's man.
This episode right here is dedicated to all the good pussy women. You know why?
All the who?
Good pussy women.
Yeah.
You know why?
Why?
Just because it's been a few episodes and we ain't dedicated nothing to them and they probably think
we did.
Don't
they just overheard. It.
Everything's dedicated to them.
I always say we talk about the pussy.
You know what I mean?
Sometimes you just have to say it though.
All right. Let's dedicate this time right now, right. Fellas.
Designation.
To some good ass pussy! Yeah! We talking about that good non-stingy pussy. Yeah, no matter what time you call, she knows you gonna put that whammy on her. So she gonna pick up. Sometimes. Sometimes you be trying yourself, call it too late. 5 o'clock in the morning, my nigga. Be asleep with 3 kids, man. Let it be go to sleep, man.
Go home.
You trying to creep up over here at 5 o'clock in the morning.
That's the worst shit, though, when your freak get a little boyfriend and then she try to cut you off without telling you.
Mm-hmm. Talking about she want to be.
She'll
I'm
never
trying to
cut
do
you
right
off,
by
though.
Him.
You end up running into her somewhere, be like, damn, what happened to you? Oh, you know, I'm
trying to be faithful. Bitch, you trying to decide who you going to be faithful to, me or him, while you fucking both of us. So now you done made your mind up. I can't make my mind up. Like, you ain't tell me to decide.
You don't get no choice.
We don't get no choice.
No say. Right.
See, that's what women know. They be trying to act like we be dogs. We don't dog y'all. Y'all got all to say so.
It's like the
y'all cut us off. We don't cut y'all off.
Damn.
That shit crazy.
I know.
Because we act like we cut a bitch off, but we would still fuck with a bitch. Until she don't want to fuck with us. You like, damn, I should have left her alone. She done cut me off trying to fuck back with her. Fuck you, make it hot damn.
Make it hot.
You're like, damn, I done got this. That shit left her alone.
Boy, that thing hurt.
See, that's the shit that don't nobody be talking about on the podcast. So that men, we don't never tell our side of the story.
Right. We do be getting chopped off.
We take L's.
All those big ones. Because when that woman don't want to fuck with you no more, when she done, boy, she don't give a fuck. If you ate today, nothing, right. Nigga. She going to treat you like you ain't shit.
What happened in your last relationship? She thought I was out here fucking with women like you, and now I am?
Right. Now I'm fucked up. Now I'm fucked up. Trying to get back with my bitch.
Bro,
ignoring your phone call.
Make it hot. That's a messed up position to be in when you trying to get back with a woman.
You trying to get back with a woman who don't even want
God,
you.
God, my nigga.
She don't even want
you.
She on to the next nigga. Ain't
she don't even like niggas like you no more.
She laughing at you with the new nigga. She's showing the nigga the map.
And she look better.
Look at what this goofy ass nigga just said.
She look good too. You like, damn, she wasn't even looking like that. You like, shit. This bitch is making it hot.
She's showing them all them hot messages you sent. They just got finished fucking. Like, why your phone keep going off, babe? Look at this nigga saying, bro. I'm talking about one of them long-ass blue text messages. One of them long motherfuckers. You gotta scroll twice to get the message. She don't give a fuck.
They laughing at you, bud.
They laughing at you, Slim.
You stupid ass, bud.
He fucking her on your blanket.
Oh.
The one you bought him.
With them shorts you left over there. She had them on when he came to the door.
You just need to go.
You need to go. Don't come over here. You know he not he not scary.
All
right,
for all the niggas who don't know when he's over, this how you know it's over. This how you know she all the way through fucking with you.
What?
If she ever just say, well, I wish you the best.
She do wish you had the bench like over there somewhere. She wish you the bench, but over there, still bad, but don't you bring your ass.
Nah, that's the last shit she gonna say.
Nah,
I wish you the best. You
nah, deserve. What's gonna really hurt is she everything say this. This shit hurt. This shit hurt worse than anything. K. K! K?
That's your one.
You got nothing else? Just K? I hate K. Don't send me K. Don't send me K, bitch.
Nah, man.
Send me K.
You know, it's over when she, when your girl complain about some shit all the time, like when she constantly complaining about something, and then all of a sudden she just stopped giving a fuck about it, bro. Like it's some shit she been mad at you about since she, pick your drawers up off the floor. Don't leave them right there. And one day she just walk in and step over them motherfuckers, nigga. Once you see that, boy, start buying roses and all types of shit, because it's another nigga.
That's right.
Making it hot.
Making it hot. All right,
let me ask you this, dude. Is it harder to get her or harder to get her back?
Harder to get her back.
Nah, she just doing it because she knows she got leverage.
It's harder to get her back. Yeah, that's
nah, she know she knows she got leverage.
But that's
so
the thing.
She gonna play it as long as she like, all right, he's
that's
vulnerable.
Why it's harder to get her back.
He tripping, he pulling up at the job because and shit. Stacy!
This is why I say that.
You work at McDonald's, he walking past the woman. Stacy! Nobody give a fuck about these cars, man. Stacy! What you want?
Hold on, hold on, real quick. Hold on, bro. I'll buy you a little five. I'll buy you a little number five.
That's it.
That's what I'm saying. That's why it's hard to get her back.
Because
if you got to get her back, that means she know that who you were to get her ain't the nigga you is. The nigga you got, the nigga you she thought you was to get her, she know now you not that nigga. So now you got to be a whole new nigga to get her back.
Right.
So you got to get her back.
But this is how niggas is. We act like we going to be the nigga she like just to get her back. And you know what you want to do? What you want me to do? And as soon as we get her back, we're like, I got you, bitch.
Make it hot.
Make it hot.
We ain't going back again.
We go right back to the bullshit.
Bitch, I'm never wearing a suit again. You gotta be fucked up.
Oh,
you
man.
You gotta be all the shit you wanted.
Just but that's hilarious, bro.
Oh, man.
We do everything she wants just to get her. And soon as we get her, we go right back to the nigga she hate. Like, we just got a fucking problem. What is like the fuck is wrong with us?
She love that nigga, though.
That I know.
But it's just a lot of shit that come with that nigga.
I knew.
You like the good shit. You just got to
she know you were good because the shit that you did, she knew that you was capable of doing.
Oh.
She like, see? Whatever you did to get me, you like, you already had it in you. You just complacent. You rather do this shit.
Man. Once we find out she ain't shit too, then it's on.
Right. That's only for ladies who's the shit, not.
But once you only gonna find out she ain't shit if she wants you to. You'll never know if she don't want you to, nigga. But if she let you see she ain't shit, she wanted you to find out.
Watch how she sleep.
She wanted you to know, nigga.
That bitch fighting her sleep, she ain't shit. That bitch be in her sleep talking about. That bitch ain't shit right there. That bitch going through some things.
Tormented.
That bitch
is
torn. That bitch got trauma.
When Moneybagg said you fighting demons.
You fighting demons. I'm
fighting demons, man. That shit was funny as fuck, bro.
This
is my dad. My granny got hit with a Draco. I can't sleep at night.
What
my real dad lost my stepdad. And his last wife fight. My knee story, I don't crack. She only 3 years old. Monty came back from Vietnam. She's on 3 years old. I'm fighting demons.
That shit was funny.
Hey, shout out my boy Money Man.
That's one of the funniest niggas on the web right there, boy. Yeah. All the way, man. Hey.
Money's! That nigga stupid. I ain't been doing that shit since we were cheers, bro. He the only nigga that can make all the gangsters in the hood laugh, bro. He be on the block, he be laughing. You know, he out there doing something crazy. Boy, y'all niggas stupid, bro.
Stupid, man. What we got coming up, man, other than the
most
five
shows
months.
And shit?
Most shows, we great. Go back on out in the streets and hit the streets. The tour. We got that five on it coming. We got that app out. We got this building on the way. We great. Fuck the game up, man.
Let's go.
We great. Fuck the game up, man. What do y'all see when we start cranking out? We get this building up and going, boy. I'm talking about.
They gonna hate it.
What is going down?
You really thought we was entrepreneurs? We are entrepreneurs.
We great. Make it hot.
I'm talking about no cabinetry.
All the way. For real.
Oh. Yep. Damn sure is. I was high and forgot what the fuck I was about to say.
It was probably about something we about to do.
You know it's already done.
Nah, I'm through telling these people. They don't even listen.
They
don't want you to promote it. They just rather you drop it.
Do it then.
Do it then.
Don't tell me about it. Be about it.
That's the name of the show we got. Do it then. When we do all the shit they said we wasn't going to do.
They really just be supportive. They just be want to make it seem like they got something going on that's going to act like it's going to be competition to stop us from doing. Well, do it then. I just want to see you do it then.
Do it
then. She ain't got that much time. They said, as soon as we do it, he be like, I knew you was going to always do
it. Hey, man, upload some more shit. I seen everything.
I fuck with that. You like, seen everything already?
Seen everything.
Right. Ain't so no why way. You just ain't say that from the beginning? Instead of you saying, do it then, you should have said, come on with the app so I can goddamn support you. He's so aggressive about shit. Well, do it then, shit. Y'all got a little app. Let me see a little app. Let me see a little app.
Well, do it then.
Nigga, I always call shit. Look, let me see your little app.
Let me see your little app. Let me see.
Yeah.
Oh, y'all doing that little arena. All right.
Yeah, I see y'all doing y'all little shows.
Yeah, bet y'all ain't doing no little finale. Y'all ain't did no festival, nigga. Nigga always gonna find
something. Hey,
man, okay. I'm not gonna be paying for the app, and then y'all put the shit out anyway, man. I just wait.
Let me just sit out.
Hey, man, we still love y'all, though. All right, damn.
Shout out to all the people that
are in the
club. They be riding with me at Popeye's at the airport. Damn, so gave me some food.
Popeye's at the airport been fucking with us since before the app.
Popeye said, what's up?
Champs, out there, little shoe store.
Champs said, what's up?
Yeah, well, the people that work there, I don't know the people that
work. Oh, you said they people that work there.
Oh, yeah. Oh, nigga, people that work everywhere.
Shout out to Popeye. We want commercial.
Shout out to the
Champ. We want commercial.
Shout out to the lady at Smash Burger that gave me that free meal in Nashville.
Shout out to
Yaxu.
We want commercial.
You know what I mean? Shout out to everybody that look out for us because they watch this shit.
Especially in the airport.
In the airport. In the airport. Everywhere, man. All over America. We appreciate y'all. The motherfuckers that be at the Flying J 2, 3 o'clock in the morning when they on them road trips. Man, I'm listening to y'all right now.
Fire guy, what's happening right there?
That's the coldest shit, though.
No cap.
When people pull up on you and they listening to the shit, or you ride past somebody and you be like,
oh, that's up.
Sometimes they be doing that shit on purpose, though, because they seen me before. So they'll cut it up and ride past me and be like, hey, man, that's crazy. My nigga seen me, nigga.
Nah, you know it's genuine. Nigga run up on you in the mall, nigga. I done with it better than the mall. And a motherfucker be having the headphones on, walking past, watching. I fucked a nigga up in the mall one time. He had this. Had the shit sitting there watching. I tapped the nigga on the shoulder. He said, bro, what the fuck, bro? I was like, yeah, appreciate you, Slim. Thank you.
That shit all crazy. Way. I remember one time we were going through TSA, and that nigga was watching that shit through TSA. He be like, he seen my, the same way with you, he seen my ID. He be like, nigga, you ain't gonna believe it. Look at this shit. I was like, nigga, it's 5:30 in the morning. I'm like, you supposed to be checking people in.
Yeah,
and you watching
you checking us out.
Yeah. That's
you know
crazy.
I mean?
Yeah.
Beautiful,
ain't no
man.
What? Pass through
appreciate
this motherfucker.
We say all that to say we understand why y'all get a critique you give, because you're really invested in this
so
shit.
Much
oh, that shit be crazy, because especially when we all have flights at different times.
Right.
Like
they always going to tell us who came.
Yeah, like if we come through that motherfucker, they try to make it seem like you missed the flight. Shit, Chico name was here earlier. You must miss your shit. Can we walk back there?
Yeah, exactly. Shit be crazy. Niggas see us be like, man, god damn, you too, man. We just seen your boy Carlos and Neiman. So it's like, word, that nigga was over there. Yeah, you want me to go get him? Nah, man, it's straight. Let that nigga do his thing.
That nigga Concourse died up.
Bro, no, I'm not waiting on you to go get this. And they ask every time. When DZ at? Whenever they see it here. When DZ with Carlos? Yeah,
that's crazy, because what were we at then when I just pulled up on you at that store?
We was in, where was we at? Damn, we was in Ohio.
I pulled up and went to this
in Columbus,
shit.
Ohio,
walked
nigga.
Right around the corner. This nigga walked right around the corner.
Yep.
Crazy.
It, craziest shit ever, man. All the way.
Yep, we gotta stay down. Stay in the game. Well, stay in our lane.
This is a special
time, man. About that time. About that time,
man.
Yeah. A lot of shit coming up, man.
Okay.
Y'all, hey, keep doing what the fuck y'all doing, because everybody at the table got their foot on the motherfucking gas.
We're making it hot,
Making it hot.
massaging that pussy.
I'm massaging.
You a massage?
I'm massaging. I'm massaging.
You ever seen that shit? I'm massaging.
How many not with the mathematics?
I be massaging.
I be massaging.
You ain't ever seen that freestyle with the nigga? I be massaging.
Oh, you told me to do like, I be massaging.
Yeah, massaging.
Massaging.
That's my nigga right there.
What happened to that nigga who was rapping on that?
It's Big Pussy.
I've been out for a long time.
Is Big Pussy a myth? No, it's not a myth.
Nah, it's a big pussy out there. Big you pussy. Like, that pussy belong on a walrus. You like, shit.
All right, that's time to go. That lets you know it's time to go.
Make it hot.
It's time to make it hot. Let's get out of here. Once we get the walrus pussy, we didn't hit the wall, my nigga. It's time to go. Isn't it, Carlos?
So you trying to say we hit a new level?
I'm speaking of my experience.
We hit the wall. It's time to go.
I'm speaking from my experience.
Isn't it, Carlos? Stop before we go too far.
Right, I'm only speaking from my experience.
85 South Show, we have
That pussy belong on a walrus. Oh my God.
That pussy belong on a walrus, bro.
Not a walrus. You're not big a fucking walrus.
AT&T connects and ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower. Lather up with the news, sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that three-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work in traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories. Change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
There's two kinds of people in the world, people who love Health Aid kombucha and people who have never tried it. The bubbly mix of probiotic tea and refreshing juice is delicious and good for your gut health with great flavors to choose from that you can't help but love. If you've never tried it before, maybe try a bottle or can of passion fruit tangerine or ginger lemon. Your taste buds and your gut will thank you. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid kombucha today.
Health Aid kombucha.
Got my Prevnar 20 shot. It's a pneumococcal pneumonia vaccine. For us wise folks, it helps protect.
I'm 19, strong.
And asthmatic, and at higher risk? Get vaccinated.
But
nothing when grandma speaks.
Grandson listens.
19 or older with chronic conditions like asthma, diabetes, or chronic heart disease, or 65 plus, you may be at higher risk for pneumococcal pneumonia. Prevnar 20 can help protect you with just one dose.
Prevnar 20 is approved for adults to help prevent infections from 20 strains of the bacteria that cause pneumococcal pneumonia. Continued approval may depend on a supportive study. Don't get Prevnar 20 if you've had a severe allergic reaction to the vaccine or its ingredients. Adults with weakened immune systems may have a lower response to the vaccine. Side effects include pain and swelling at the injection site, fatigue, headache, muscle, and joint pain. For full prescribing information, please call 1-855-213-2138 or visit Prevnar 20.com.
Ask your doctor or pharmacist about getting vaccinated with Prevnar 20, even if you've already received another pneumococcal pneumonia vaccine.
Right here, right now. Find your beautiful new floor at Right Rug Flooring. Choose from thousands of in-stock styles, ready for next day installation, and all backed by the right price guarantee. Visit rightrug.com. That's RITERUG.com today to schedule a free in-home estimate or to find a location near you. 24-month financing is available with approved credit. For 90 years, we've been right here, right now. Right Rug Flooring.
Xumo Play is your destination for endless entertainment. With a diverse lineup of 350-plus live channels, movies, and full TV series, you'll easily find something to watch right away. And the best part? It's all free. Love music? Get lost in the 90s with iHeart 90s, dance away with hip-hop beats, and more on the iHeart Radio music channels. No logins, no signups, no accounts, no hassle. So what are you waiting for? Start streaming at play.xumo.com or download from the app and Google Play stores today. All you can stream with Xumo Play.